feel like it's finally paying off after your long journey?
Yeah, man, it's good to get an opportunity, man. It's just good to get out there and be able to compete with the guys.
What did Detroit do differently than you've seen from other coverage units?
You said what?
What did Detroit do differently than you've seen from other coverage units this season?
I mean, I knew they had a lot of things going on, and as the receivers, we knew we had to beat their front, their defensive front. So, I mean, that's who we was really competing with. I mean, we got to, because they had some great guys up there, we got to make sure we're getting off the ball fast and getting open quicker.
How do they kind of coach you through that through the week, knowing that you're kind of racing against the clock?
You just gotta go out there and know what you're doing, and you just gotta be able to set things up quicker.
What happened on that first interception? It kind of looked like you got tangled up, or the guy was trying to go over your back.
Yeah, I mean, he threw the ball to me. Dude kind of made me trip a little bit. Was on me. I didn't make the play. They picked it off.
Did you think you could have had it if you hadn't lost your footing?
Yeah, it was my fault. I put that on me. I mean, if I wouldn't have lost my footing, we wouldn't have had that situation.
It seemed like the throw was maybe a little bit high.
No, I would have made the play. I know once I seen the ball, when I came out, I was going to make the play and then lost the footing.
You'd be surprised there's no flag thrown on it?
I'm not there to look for flags. I mean, I'm there to go make the plays. I can't depend on somebody else to make a play for me or give me a free play. So, I mean, I stumbled and didn't make the play.
How'd you grade your performance overall?
Average. We lost the game.
If I would have said Charles Johnson has a better day than Calvin Johnson, what would you have told me 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. I mean, Calvin Johnson's different than I am. He's been doing it for years, and he's one of the best to ever do it. So, I mean, stats don't really mean too much to me. I just like to win.
Is there more of a sense of frustration in that you guys probably should have won that game and didn't, or encouragement that you nearly beat a playoff team on the road?
I thought we should have won the game, man. They couldn't handle us, I don't think, and I thought we had a great game plan. I thought we played extremely hard, and I mean, those two turnovers really hurt us, and I mean, I like how we kept fighting. We didn't give up, and we kept going, and I mean, it's a positive thing. It's just that shows that we're continuing to fight. We're just not laying over and calling it in for next year.
Does a close win like that make it more disappointing than if it were a blowout loss?
A loss is a loss.
How did Zimmer relay that message? He kind of said the same thing as post-game, that there were some positives to take from it. How do you communicate that to you guys?
Yeah, he just said, man, I love how you guys fight, and I like to see that. And he said, I like how you guys come out here and give effort, even starts in practice. And he just appreciates how we're not coming out there and just giving up.